Now, it might sound an odd thing to ask you, given that you've bandied about all these numbers, but how would you pay for this? Because the point is that the SNP are saying they might cut air passenger duty, but that doesn't give you any extra money. That just means they are going to have to find money from the Scottish budget to do that if they decide to do it. There's no extra money compared to now from that. And similarly, if you don't impose the change in tax threshold, it doesn't give the Scottish government any extra money. It just means they won't have to. You wouldn't have to find the money from actually implementing it. So you need to find this £450 million from somewhere.
They don't need to find extra money in the sense that it's over and above what's existing, but they do need to find money to effect the tax cut itself. And in finding that money, so it releases a pot that we can use differently. We've had the accountants check over this.
Just explain that. Okay. I don't. If you do not implement a change to tax thresholds, which would otherwise net you extra income, you forego the extra income you forego the tax cuts that you would make. It doesn't leave you with any more money than you would have otherwise.
No, but you would need to find the money to actually implement the cut that you're due to make. And it is that released money that we would use in a different way.
Yes, so where's the money going to come from? Because that issue of finding the money would arise if you were to implement the change in tax thresholds. If you're not going to implement them and earmark that money, you should be telling people in Scotland what's going to be cut in order for that to happen.
Okay. In the case of air passenger duty, let me explain that. If you take a tax cut, you're going to have to find the money that you would have brought in order to carry on with delivering the services that you're going to deliver. By finding that money, you release it that we can reallocate for a different purpose. We have checked this with the Scottish Parliament Information Centre. We've checked, the maths for this. We've checked whether we have the power, because, of course, you'll recall in the Parliament, the SNP didn't think we had the power, changed their minds during the debate, and then at the conclusion said we didn't have the power again. I mean, embarrassing, shambolic U-turns.
Let's hear from the SNP then.
We have checked all our workings out separately.